Now let's end this first afternoon session with Ritu Ranjan Shirivashwar. Oh, no, I apologize for the pronunciation of your name, who is a research engineer at Secure IC and doctoring in Paris Technology School. He's going to talk about safety, security, and machine learning. He's going to talk about all the work he's done on this subject, high precision EMFI using machine learning and sensor fusion.
Thank you very much. So, very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, chairs. So today I will be speaking about our latest work in one of our products called Smart Monitor in Secure IC. So I am Ritu Ranjan Srivastava and I am an R&D engineer in Secure IC. So thank you for giving this opportunity to speak on this platform. It's a genuine pleasure. So I'll be speaking on our high-precision EMFI detector using machine learning and sensor fusion. So in today's discussion, I'll be speaking about our smart monitor and our proprietary digital sensors. And in this work, we have surfaced the back end of our smart monitor program and its design principles that is based on the AI techniques. So starting with a short description of smart monitor and digital sensor, I'll be taking you through all the steps in our experimental process, including from acquisition.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. From acquisition to training and inference. So I think this. Oops. Okay. Yeah. So this is our today's agenda. So I will start with the smart monitor. So as you can see here, so this is our idea of smart monitor. So it's basically a smart alarm system that acts on belt and suspender strategy. You can imagine the digital sensors that you can see here. These are the digital sensors. And you can couple them with a smart monitor, and including other IPs like PUFs, active shields, and CyberScout units from Secure IC, including other hardware sensors. So for this work, we have just implemented using the digital sensors. And the output of the module is a decision based on the type of classification. In this case, we are classifying between two scenarios, that is a nominal scenario and injected scenario. So the attack is based on the electromagnetic faults, and we try to detect whether the attack has happened or not. So a little bit about digital sensors. So digital sensor is a proprietary technology of Secure IC, as I mentioned earlier. And for our work, we have used a sensor aggregation strategy. If you use just one single sensor, it is enough to tell you about the situation, the attack scenarios. But for this case, as I explained earlier about the belt and suspender strategy, it's like a smart alarm. So basically, we are spreading several digital sensors across the chip. And we are trying to collect all the data, aggregating it, and then trying to use machine learning to, send the output. It's like a smart sensing. So each sensor has a 32-bit output, and it is connected to a small status buffer. So each sensor has a input. It gives an output of 32 bits, and it stores all its statuses in its buffer. And the buffer size is 13 in our case, in this implementation. And the values from the buffers are fed as an input to the system. So for the means of fault injection, as you can see, these are various setups in our Secure IC facility for performing different kinds of fault injections. The first one is the clock glitch, the second is temperature, and the third one is the one that we have used for our case here. And why did we use electromagnetic waves. So first of all, it's very, very subtle, and it's very, very difficult to detect. The reason being, suppose you have several sensors on the chip and your crypto core is running, and what EM, if you can see in this graph, so all these red dots signify the different IPs at work. So the EM causes, it's very complex, it's random, it may speed up some of the processes, it can slow down some of them. So it's very difficult to, because it phases out all the, IPs, so it's very difficult to detect. Because the time when, suppose your crypto core is functioning and the sensor is trying to sense, it's already accelerated, so it might be sensing something back in time, so it doesn't make sense. So if using one sensor, it will be very difficult to detect. Hence, we are using the sensor aggregation strategy. So even if one fails, so there is a backup. And using empirical analysis, we have found out like using 16 sensors would be sufficient for this cause. And we can get a very high accuracy. So for in our case, we have achieved 99%. So you can see this image. This is where we did our fault attack. And the second picture here, as you can see, so this says like we performed four different attacks, and it was the injection was performed on four different parts on the chip. So we collected four different data sets, and we performed the training and evaluation on all the four different parts, and by combining all the four parts together. So combining the all parts, it will I will explain why we do it separately as well as in the combined scenario. So and the EM was very low power, so that it is very difficult to detect. So in this slide, I'm just trying to show it to you like how we spread all the sensors across the chip, and these are the buffers in which each sensor is each sensor's statuses are stored in this 13 size buffer, and there are total 16 sensors, so there are total 16 buffers. So we collect all the data, put it in a single vector, and that's what we feed the machine learning models. And since the smart monitor is a hardware solution, so we try to choose very, very simplistic models so that it doesn't produce overheads in time and latency. So basically, this problem is a classification problem, binary classification. As you can see, like we are trying to detect whether there has been injection or not. So we call these two cases as nominal and injected. So as I mentioned earlier, so the desirable footprint is small, so we try to only use very simplistic machine learning models. Like we have used SVMs, multilayer perceptron, NBCs, naive bias classifiers, and logistic regression classifiers. Only these four we have tested, so that we have some idea. So, and we will see that surprisingly, the naive bias classifier works quite well in this situation. So, in this slide, basically, you can see the comparison of all the four machine learning models that we have tested on the data sets. So in the graph, you will see part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, and all combined. So basically, what I mean to say is here, part 1 is in the slide. So if you recall, these are the parts on the chip. So part 1 in the graph corresponds to that part on the chip. And anyways, this is just for visual representation, so the actual XY coordinates are not shown by this. So as you can see here in the graph, the naive bias classifier, it works quite well in all the different scenarios. So for part 4, as you can see, all the models give 100% accuracy. So here we infer that there is a dependency on the locality of injection on the chip. So depending on where you are performing the EM injection, your accuracy might change for different models. But for some models, it's not much different. like for NBC, it remains constant around 97%, 98% all the time. So, and for the combined data sets, you can see it also performs better than the other models. It's possible to increase the accuracy for MLPs, like multi-layer perceptrons, by increasing the number of layers, the complexity, or use DNNs. But since we are avoiding that, so we choose very, very small network size, so that we are close enough to the complexity. I mean, if we implement NBCs or SVMs, so we would just want the multi-layer perceptron to have the same complexity, so that on the implementation it doesn't consume a larger footprint than the remaining. So here, our objective is to. So we are trying to compare this ML-based techniques with some classical techniques for any sensor threshold-based techniques. Like for every sensor, so we have a threshold that we compare with. So if it exceeds, so we say that suppose fault has been injected. So instead of using that threshold, we are using a sensor aggregation, and then we are using a smart sensing technology. So just for comparison purpose, we also implement this threshold technique. And we have kept the data set and the model very similar as that we have kept in the machine learning evaluation. So upon plotting the graph, we see that the threshold-based technique works quite well for the part 4, that is a specific segment on the chip where the fault was injected. It can detect 100% with 100% accuracy, but for some other regions, the accuracy is quite poor, as low as 60%. However, for the machine learning model, it predicts almost nearly the same for all the cases. So there is a high dependency for the threshold-based technique on the locality of injection. So we can easily say that. So concludingly, we see that electromagnetic fault injection is also complicated to perform the attack, but also it's very, very difficult to detect, and it causes subtle physical phenomena. And machine learning, it works very well if we use the sensor aggregation strategy, and it can even detect very low power image signals with very high accuracy. And comparing with the classical threshold-based techniques, we see that it's not dependent upon the locality of the injection, and it also gives a gain of over 50%, 15% over the classical technique. So this work was done like a month ago. So after that, we were also able to perform the same experiment with using other fault injections like log glitch. And we are also going for laser fault injections. So we tried various other scenarios like clock glitch. So other modalities of smart monitor would be trying to detect the types of faults. Like suppose we have a hybrid scenario in which we are injecting with both clock glitch and electromagnetic faults. So is a smart monitor able to detect between the types of attacks? Like it's a binary classification, but it will, instead of telling whether there was an attack or not, it will try to say that what kind of attack was it. So these are different modalities. So we have already explored this, and we are trying to go deeper and deeper. So the smart monitor IP, along with the cyber escort unit, these are our proprietary IPs, and that we include in our Securizer solution. Securizer is a Securizer product, and Securizer is a PP84 compliant. And the cyber escort unit that I'll be speaking of in a separate workshop, in the SILM workshop, is also included in the Securizer solution. So just giving you a glimpse of what CEU is, basically it's a countermeasure used to counter the cyber attack directly at the hardware level. So we integrate the hardware IP to check all the metadata of execution programs in order to ensure the code integrity and the execution flow of the program. Hence, all cyber attacks that impact the normal behavior of the program, like code modification or a change of the execution flow, that will be detected. So the advantage of this method is that the verification is done in parallel with the program execution. So hence reducing the overhead during the execution. So I'll be speaking in details about this in the SILM workshop. So that's it, thank you. And any questions or suggestions, welcome.
Thank you, Ritu. Any question? Non. On ne voit pas de main qui se lève. Bien.
I don't see any hands being raised, so thank you. Oh yes, there is one down there on the right.
With a different algorithm, and I would like to know if you tried the bagging to take it.
Try what?
Bagging algorithm. It's to combine all your output of your different algorithms. So it's a bagging.
Oh yeah, we could do that. But if we do that, we will have to implement all of those algorithms on the hardware, and it will increase the footprint. So we are trying to minimize the footprint. So we have to choose only one candidate. So the evaluation is just to see which candidate is better suited for this kind of problem. So we just do it for one.
Okay, thanks.
Pas d'autres questions?
No further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.